Afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriation Bills, House Bill 268 and House Bill 270, to order. It's 4:17, Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Present today are our Vice Chair, Representative Johnson, Representative Edgman, Representative Ortiz.
Works either way.
We only get one vote, though. And from the Senate, we have Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, and myself, Stedman, acting chair this year. So on today's agenda, we're going to address open items on House Bill 268 and House Bill 270 based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today and dated May 9th on the Departments of Administration, Commerce, Community, Economic Development, Corrections, Education and Early Development, Family Community Services, Health, Law, Military and Veterans Affairs, and Transportation of Public Facilities. And we got these motion statements out as soon as we got them. We always have the challenges at the end of the session on timing with all the other duties that the folks are doing. So I apologize for not giving you more notice than you got, but we were doing the best we can. So first we'll start with the Department of Administration. I move Rep. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Administration's budget. Item number one, House minus 50,000 UGF.
Item two.
Excuse me. Let me get that item two. That's what I meant to say. Thank you. So nothing has changed except that would be item two, House minus 50,000 UGF. Item number three, House. Item number four, Senate, change to a temporary increment for the fiscal years 25 through 27. Item number five, Senate minus 250,000 UGF, change to a temporary increment for the fiscal years 25 through 27. Item number six, Senate. Item number seven, Senate, change to a temporary increment for the fiscal years 25 through 27. And item eight would be House, both items.
Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Administration's budget. Next up is the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Rep. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item one, House. Item two, House minus 150,000 UGF. Item number three, House. Item number four, Open. Item number five, Senate minus 200,000 UGF. Item number six, House. Item number seven, Senate. Item number nine, House, modify to add intent. And I will now read the intent language into the record. It is the intent of the legislature that the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation continue to work towards meeting the critical energy needs of Alaskans by advancing a pipeline project proposal that would deliver North Slope natural gas to Alaska's utilities, businesses, and homeowners. Further, it is the intent of the legislature that the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation complete an independent third-party review of a project proposal that would commercialize North Slope Gas and present that analysis to the legislature by December 20, 2024. It is the further intent of the legislature that if the analysis shows a positive economic value to the state, all parties would work towards front-end engineering and design for phase one of a pipeline project. Item 10, House. Item 11, Open. Item 14, Open.
Hearing no objection, the motion passes. This action closes conferenceable items 1 through 7. Items 9 as modified, items 10 and 11, and items 14 in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development's budget and leaves open items 4, 11, and 14. Now to the Department of Corrections, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Corrections budget. Item 6, Senate. Item 7, Senate. Item 8, Senate. Item 9, Senate. Item 10, Senate minus 198 million UGF on the first line, Senate plus 198 million federal receipts on the second line. Item 11, Senate. Items 12 through 25 are open. Item 26, Senate plus 450,000 UGF. Item 27 is Senate. And item 28 is Senate. Item 30, Senate. Item 31, Senate. Item 32, Senate. And I would like to go back and restate item number 10, which is Senate minus 198 million UGF on the first line, Senate plus 198 million federal receipts on the second line.
Okay. Object on that one.
We'll have a brief at ease. Come back on the record.
Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And third time is charm. Item number 10 would be Senate minus 1.98 million UGF on the first line and Senate plus 1.98 million federal receipts on the second line.
Okay. That is the motion. Is there any objection?
Object for clarification. Thank you.
We have an objection, Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair, Mr. Painter, the net effect of item 10, moving it from UGF to federal receipts, is that based on the understanding or the past history that they've had enough federal receipts to cover that particular item, or is it going to be a guessing game that we might have to make up with on supplemental later on? How does that work?
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division, through the chair. So historically, the amount of federal receipts we had received was just shy of $8 million. However, the U.S. Marshals have stopped reimbursing the state. The four prisoners that have a joint state and federal hold. And so the Department of Corrections is working with the federal government to try to come to a new agreement. The Senate position had been to replace half of the federal receipts affected by that policy change with general funds. The conference committee action ends up replacing a quarter of the funds. So depending on the outcome of the negotiations, that could be sufficient or insufficient. We don't know because there's still ongoing negotiations as far as I know.
Thank you. I remove my objection.
Objection has been removed. Is there any further objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. This action closes conferenceable items 6 through 11, items 26 through 28, and items 30 through 32. In the Department of Corrections budget and leaves open items 12 through 25. We'll now go to the Department of Education and Early Development. Representative Johnson.
I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. Item number 1, Senate. Item number 2, Senate. Item number 5, Senate. Item number 6, Senate. Item number 7, House. Minus 500,000 UGF. Item number 8, House minus 500,000, change fund source to UGF. Item number 9, Senate minus 600,000 UGF. Item number 10, House minus 750,000 UGF. Item 13, Senate.
Object.
We have an objection on what item?
I have an objection on a couple of. I'll start with number 6. Through the chair, Mr. Painter, can you explain the impact of the item that's described in item number 6? It appears that there's some impact on the food bank for Alaska Children's Trust. Can you explain that to me, what the impact of that is?
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So item 5 is funding, and then 6 is associated intent language for students who currently receive reduced price school lunches. This would provide additional funding to make those free to the students. So that was funding added through an amendment in the House, and by taking the Senate, there will continue to be a reduced cost, but a cost to students for those.
Through the chair, just for clarification then, to put it in more simpler terms, does it make it more likely that there will be money resources there for students to receive lunch through the program, or less likely through this program?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, so this is affecting how much they would pay. So it's not affecting the amount that the state is putting, of federal money that's going to the schools. It's basically that those students would then have to pay a portion of the cost.
Can I have a brief at ease?
Brief at ease.
Just to be clear,
Representative Ortiz,
I know that this was an item of interest. I think this was an item of interest of one of my members in the House, one of the members of my caucus. I guess what I'm asking is the intent of that member was to make sure that the program gets funded so that students can receive their lunch. Does this particular item impact in that in any way?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, so if there are students who cannot afford the reduced cost, then yes, they would. The lack of this funding would mean that they would not be able to afford the cost of that lunch.
Okay, then I guess I maintain my objection.
Okay, you have objections on other items?
Give me a second. Give me a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Back on the record. Been objection to item number 6. So we'll separate that. We'll handle that now. The motion is that we adopt item number 6. A negative motion will be we would reject item number 6. Chairman recommends a positive vote that we adopt number 6. Can you call the roll?
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Representative Ortiz.
No.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Item 6.
House, 2 days, 1
day. Item 6 is adopted. We'll go. Is there any other objections, any other items?
Before we move on, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe item number 5 is connected directly to number 6, if I'm not mistaken. So I might have been in error in not objecting to number 5. Mr. Painter, could you answer that particular question? I guess with the last action we just took, it might not matter. But are the two connected, and if so, how?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz. So item 5 is funding for to make those lunches free to students. 6 is associated intent language, asking for reporting on how many were affected.
So in essence, even though I objected to item number 6, we're voting on item number 5 anyway. Is that correct?
Through the chair, item 5 is the funding. That's the one that matters. Yeah.
And we've already voted. So I'm good. Thanks.
We have any other objections, any of the items?
Yeah, brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Come back on the record. Representative Ortiz.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to object to item number 5. I think it's clear as to why I need to do that. I believe that's the actual funding item that's connected to number 6. So in order to register my vote the way that I'd like it to be registered, I would like to vote on number 5. Thank you.
So any other comments on item number 5 for... Okay. For the committee's sake, a positive vote is to accept the Senate on item number 5. Nay vote is to reject it. Chairman recommends a yay vote to accept the Senate on item number 5. Can you please call the roll?
Representative Ortiz.
No.
Senator Olson.
No.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senate 2 days, 1 day. House 2 days, 1 day.
Okay. Item number 5 is accepted. Any other objections on any of the items 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 13 in the Department of Education and Redevelopment? Representative Ortiz, you have any other objections, or I don't want to go until everybody's ready? Okay, Hearing no further objections, the motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. We'll now move on to the Department of Family and Community Services. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Family and Community Services budget. Item 5, House.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Family and Community Services budget. Now we'll move to the Department of Health. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health's budget. Item number 3, open. Item number 5, open. Item number 7, open. Item number 10, open. Item number 11, open. Item number 12, Senate. Item number 13, open. Item number 15, Senate. Item number 16, Senate. Item number 17, Senate. Item number 18, Senate. Item number 19, Senate. Item number 20, open. Item 21, open. Item 22, open. Item 25, open. Items number 27 through 32, open.
We have a motion on the table. Any objection on any of the items? Hearing and seeing none, the motion passes. This action closes conferenceable items 12 and items 15 through 19 in the Department of Health's budget and leaves open items 3, 5, 7, 10, 11, 13, items 12 through 22, items 25, and items 27 through 32. Now we'll now move on to the Department of Law. Representative Johnson. We'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record, Chairman misspoke on the previous open items under the Department of Health. It should be open items 20 through 22, not 12 through 22. So it's 20 through 22. Now we'll move on to the Department of Law. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Law's budget. Item number 2 is open. Item number 4 is open. Item number 18, House.
We have a motion on the table. Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, this motion passes. This action closes conferenceable items 18 in the Department of Law's budget and leaves open items 2 and 4. We'll now move to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Item number 1, Senate. Item number 2, Senate. Item number 3, House, all items. Item number 4, Senate. Item number 5, House. Item number 6, House.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have objection? Seeing and hearing none, the motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Now we'll now move on to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. Items 1 and 2, open. Items 5, House. Item 6, 10, 6 through 10, open. Item 13, open.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have objection? Hearing and seeing none, motion passes. This action closes conferenceable items 5 in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget and leaves open items 1, 2, items 6 through 10, and item 13. We'll now have a brief at ease. On the record, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just revisiting under Department of Corrections, items number 12 through 21 and items 24 through 25 remain open.
Okay, and this is a clarification here. This action closes comparable items from the corrections 6 through 11, items 26 through 28 and items 30 through 32 in the Department of Corrections budget, and leaves open the items 12 through 21 and items 24 and 25. It's a clarification of the motion. I don't think we need to vote on that. I think that's already taken care of. We'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record, future conference committee actions. As the future meetings of this conference committee are scheduled, we'll post them on basis and provide reasonable public notice under the 24-hour rule. Is there any other business, or are there any other questions or comments from committee members before we adjourn? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we adjourn.
Any objection to adjournment? Hearing and seeing none, we are adjourned.